up the ladder, and v'not lolov, by mistake you fell, the olov or the holger, you killed somebody, harei zein agol, in these cases you will not go to Golis. What?
Wrong.
No, not for not yet. No, you fell, you were going up, and now you fell. Right. So in these cases, the Mishnah says, harei zein agol, do not go to Golis. This is a general rule in the Mishnah. If it happens when you are coming down, Gola, then you do go to Golis. If you're doing an action going up, then ain't a Gola. Then you do not go to Golis. Well, let's see. So Mary says, how do we know this? What kind of swear is that? How do we know this? Omar Shmud, Yamakro, the prophet says, Vayapil Olad Vayamas. Next word, Vayapil, he fell upon him. What does it mean to teach us? Until you fell upon him in a normal manner. The normal way is you fall upon someone, you're coming down. You're up, you're standing up, and you fall down upon him. That's the way you chayiv. Could be the svar is like this, that when you're going up, you're much more careful. So therefore, if you really fell, it's like an onus. It's not your fault so much. Then you'll be part of an onus. But by coming down, you're not that careful. So there's a question upon you. You should have been more careful. Like every shaygate, true, you didn't do it intentionally, but there's still a time upon you, you should have been more careful. Since you should have been more careful, therefore you go to Golis. So the difference between a shogeg and an oinus. If you're going up, it's more currently oinus. Coming down, then it's a shogeg, you're at fault a little bit, you should have been more careful, we put you to Golis. So here's how far to do as a kasif. Turn around by looking at life like this. The person says, Bishkaga, you killed somebody by mistake, so we darshan prat lemezid. Not if you did it intentionally. Lemezid. Then you're potter from Golis. Since you're chrupshita. Then the person says, Bevli das, you do not have intentions. Also, prat lemezkavin, you do not have intentions to do it. So Mary asks again, Mezid, what are you telling me? The person says, Bishkageg, and not a mezid. Pshita, bakotlu. If you killed somebody by mezid, you have Eidim here, so you chayav misa. Even if there wasn't a warning, but still, it's a chayv misa that you should have got misa for. So Pshiti did not go to Golis. Avada Golis is only did it Bishraga. So what are you teaching? You're telling me it's a new chiddush prat lemezid. So Amar Rav, Rav answers, yes, there is a chiddush here. Amar Rav said like this, it means to say prat liyoma muta. Somebody said to himself, I'm allowed to kill this person. Oyma muta. Somebody still talked into himself. Could be he saw the way somebody was mean. He did a cruel thing. So he figured, you know what? I'm allowed to kill him. That's why he was brought up. But if I see somebody do something cruel, I'm allowed to kill him. So the person said, I'm a mutter. In such a case, he's not called the shogeg because he knows what he's doing. That's the chiddush here. But he's not really called the mezid because he thinks he's allowed to do it. So he's not doing something cruel himself. He thinks what he's doing he's allowed to. So maybe that's like a shkoga. Kamash no no, that's potter from Golis. Prat liyoma muta. Omele Abaye says back, no. Iyoma muta onusu. So again, that's Pshiti's potter from Golis. He held so far that muta, if you really thought that it's muta, you called an onus. Like Rashi says, Vechu kareya mezid. How do you call it? It's called mezid. No, the opposite way. It's even less than a shkoga. A shkoga means you did it by mistake. So you should have been more careful. You should have known better. But Iyoma muta, you know what you're doing. But you think you're allowed to, so your mama's like an onus, it's like forced upon you. So it's even better than amazed. So why do you call it in the Russian of Bishkoga Prat Lamezid? It's not daima to amazed, it's more daima to an onus. So the answer is Amalei. So he answered back, no, Shani Yomer, I hold not like you, Rava. I hold not like you, Abayu. Rava holds, Haima Muta, call Lamezidu. No, even though the person right now thinks you're allowed to do it, but that's also a big time upon him. He's called Karv Lamezid. You should have learned better. Even though you talked it into yourself, you thought that you're allowed to do it, that's not such a good excuse. And therefore, it's even less than a shkogram, and it's more close to a Lamezid. See how it is, I'm a mutter. Just the fact you yourself think it's mutter, it's Karv Lamezid. You're more at fault than a regular shogig. That's why you're potter from Golis. That's the chiddush here. Bishkoga, you only made a mistake. That's not so bad. But prat lemezid means, in the case of oyma muta, which is korev lemezid. Then the person says, bezli das, you did not do it intentionally with your das, prat lemiskavin, excluding that you had kavona, you had intentions. First question, miskavin, if you had intentions to kill your friend, pshita, again, bar kotlu, you did an action at your chayiv misa. Whether there's asra or not is another question, but it is something you chayiv misa for. So pshita your prata from those. Whatever the pasuk b'vli das prata miskavim. Some of Rav answers this. It's a special case. Prata miskavim lehorig es habehema lehorig es adam. It means there was an animal and a man together, and you had intention to kill the animal, and by mistake it went to kill the man next to him. In such a case also your potter from Golis, because you have more fault here. You should have been more careful. You saw the way the man was next to the animal, so don't shoot so close if they're so close together. So it's not called a real mazid, but it's called Bavlidas Prata Miskavin. That's considered like a little bit of intentions you had because you saw the way they were close together. Or else, Lekusi Varagas Yisrael. You saw a Kusi, a guy, and a Jew together. And you went to kill the Kusi, and by mistake, you killed the Jew next to him. That's also not called a Shkaga. It's not called a mistake. It's more called Lemiskavim, because you should have been more careful. You saw them together. Or else, Lenefel Varag Ben Kayama. There was a baby that was a miscarriage there, and then there was a baby that's alive. And you went to kill the Nefel, and by mistake, you killed the Ben Kayama. In such a case, you're protected from Golis. Why? Because you're more at fault here. It's not a plain shkaga. It's not called bavlidas. Bavlidas means you do not know what you're doing. But over here you knew that you were killing one of these two, and they were pretty close together. It's more at your fault. You're a little bit more kohen of lemezid. That's why you're part of Golis. Tana Rabbanan. Well, like this, the pasuk says, in Bepesa, that you meet the person suddenly. So the Darshan Prat Nekerem Zavis. Means if you're walking down a corner, and you have your sword sticking out, and the other person comes this way and you bump into him, also you're potter from Golis. And as far as it could be also, you're more at fault then. If you're walking at a corner, you do not know who's coming in front of you. You should be careful. Don't walk with a sword sticking out when you're walking by, when you're turning the corner. There could be somebody there. That's not called a shkaga. Shkaga means it's a mistake, you're not that much at fault. But here when you have your knife sticking out and you meet somebody by a corner, you're more at fault there, you're potter from Golis. Then the Prophet says, "Belay Eiv, you do not hate him. Prat Nisoni, excluding someone that you hated, is your enemy from before. So again, we say if you killed him, most probably you had some type of intentions of doing it. That's not a pure shkaga. You're parted from Golis." Then the Prophet says, "Hadofa, you pushed him, which means shadochu begufay, that you pushed him with your body. Or hishlech olav." The Prophet says, "Or else you threw him down. What does that mean? That's the chiddush here. Now all these come and tell us the chiddush. So these are the cases that you do go to Golis." Whether you push somebody down, or hishlech, you threw something on him. What does that mean? Love is an extra person to come to include yurida shitzarech aliyah. That true, you're doing an action of coming down. That should be pushed to the chayav golis, yeah. But the purpose of coming down is to come up. And let's say you want to take a good shot. So first you come down a little bit, and then you pick up all the way. But your main purpose is coming down now, is to pick yourself up to make a far shot. So if you kill somebody coming down, that's the chiddush that you're chayav golis. Even though the purpose of coming down is only to have strength to come up strong again, so it's called sarach aliyah, but the ma'aser right now you're doing an action of coming down, that's called yurida, you'll be chayav golis. That's the chiddush of hishlech olav. We'll soon see a case of a ladder like this. Then it says, b'leit tzediyah, that you did not turn, see, you didn't go turning sidewards, prat le'miskavim etzad zeh, lo'chol le'tzad acher. You had intention to throw your wood one side, and by mistake the wood went flying another way. That's also up through. It's called Belait Stiyah, that it went the side you wanted to go. Did not change routes. Because Shaila, maybe this is called Kor of Lainus if it changed routes, but the Apotah from Golis. It has to be, it went the direction you wanted to go. Then it says, Vashel Lo Tzuda, you did not ambush him. What does that mean? Prat Lemiskavim, Lizrak Shtayim, Lizorak Arba. You only had intentions to throw it 2 feet, and it went 4 feet. Such a case, you're part of the Stam that's called again, Kor of Linus. You had no intentions at all of your object going so far. You only thought it was going to go 2 feet. And now by mistake, it went 4 feet, so for that also, you're part of from Golis. Then the Pasuk says, Vashe Yovo Yesroyeyo Bayar, that you and your friend are both in the forest, and you're chopping wood there. That's the classical case of Golis. That you went to the forest to chop wood, and the wood that you're chopping goes flying off and kills somebody. But it says a forest. So we dash in Maya, just like a forest. It's Rishus, the Mizug, the Mazel, and Lishon. Both have permission to be there. That's the case, Yechayev Golis. Av Kol Rishus, It has to be like public property that both have a right to be there. Lafuki, if you're in your own backyard, if you're in your own private property, you're knocking, you're chopping wood there, and somebody comes into your property and gets hit by the wood, then you're potter from galus. Again, you're like an onus. You don't have to think that somebody's living in your property. He has no right to come in. In such a case, you're horribly onus, you'd be potter from galus. What's going to be here? You're only besimim. Someone is climbing up a ladder. The nishmat hashliva and the rung fell downwards. Mitachta v'nafla. Is while you are doing an action of coming up the ladder, your foot pressed down on the rung, and the rung fell down and killed somebody. What's the halacha? Now, ki agavna lihi. Do we consider this an action of coming up because you're going up the ladder? Or Yuridi, maybe though since your foot is pushing downwards, it's called a mighty Yurida. Omalei said, doctor, listen, kvar nagas b'yuridi shesar chaliyah. We already dashed this from the pasuk of Vayishtachalov, that sometimes the Yurida, even though it's a tzar chaliyah, but the mighty now it's an action of Yurida, it's an action of coming down, you're pressing down on with your foot on the rung, it makes the rung go downwards, for that Yechayev goes. Esra, the question is this true? It says Zeh Klal, says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yisrael, Kol Sheh B'derech Yiridos HaGoyla. Any way of coming down, you go to Golis. Shalei B'derech Yiridos Ein HaGoyla. Not a way of coming down, you potter. Now, Shalei B'derech Yiridos Lasu Yemai. What does it come to include that anything that's not called Derech Yirida, you potter? Lav Lasu Yikagada doesn't mean to include such a case of Yirida, which is a Sarach Aliyah. Since it's Sarach Aliyah, you potter. How could you tell me Yechayev here? Now Mishnah says you're potter. But Lord, that's not a good deal. What time according to you? When the Mishnah also says Kol Sheh B'derech Yiridosoi, when it says any way of coming down that you are Chayev Golis is Lasu Yemai, what does that come to include? Maybe that comes to include our case of Yiridosar Chaliyah. Ela rather Lasu Yekesep. Shana Mishnah is a different case of a butcher the way he's chopping meat. So Achinami was Lasu Yekesep. What does that mean? Kat Katsav. The Tanya we learned, Katsav Shoyim Katsav, he was chopping meat. So Tanya Chod, the one price we learned, Lefonah, he was chopping the meat in front of him, doing an action, coming down with a knife, Chayiv. Lachuruf, if he's going up backwards, he's potter from Golis. The Tanya Yidach Lachuruf, going to do an action backwards, he's Chayiv from Golis. Lefonah potter, does an action in front, he's potter. The Tanya Yidach, Ben Lefonah Ben Achav Chayiv. The Tanya Yidach, Ben Lefonah Ben Achav potter. What's going on here? Lekash, there's no stira. Kan, do you read it, Lefonah? When a butcher is chopping the meat, he could do all different actions. He can make coming down frontwards and going up backwards. So these are different cases. One is Kan Biurid Lefonov. He was chopping downwards in front of him. The Aliyah Shlachuruf is coming up to the back of his coming. He's coming up like this. He's going around and around. He's going like this. So the back of him was coming up, and in front of him was coming down. So if he killed somebody in action up front, that was Yurid, he's Chayav Golis. If he killed somebody who was coming, when it's coming up in the back, they're going to be Potter from Golis. Kan be Aliyah Shlafonov, one of the opposite ways, he's going the other way, he's going this way, he's going clockwise, he's going. So here Kan be Aliyah Shlafonov, he's coming downwards in front of him. The Yurida was coming, or the opposite way, he was coming, the Yurida Shlayachrov, he's going down back. Kan be Yurida Shlafonov Shlachrov, he's going down both ways, he's going this way, and he's going this way. So either way, it was a Maisa Yurida coming down, his Chayav Golis. Kan be Aliyah Shlafonov Shlachrov. The case says both is potter. We have both actions. One action is coming up, and then he came up in front. So both ways of an action of coming up, he's potter. But our core problem is no stira from our Mishnah. That was lema. Let's say ketanas amachoget tanoim. It says clearly here, for yoyle besul. Someone's coming up a ladder. The nishma to ashliv and the wrong fell caved in. Itachta from under him. So Tony Chod, the one voice says chayv is chayv goes if he kills somebody. But tanidach potter. That's the machoikis. My life isn't the Baha'i Miflagi. The Ma'asav Yuridi, even though you're doing it for the purpose of you're elevating yourself, but since you're doing a Ma'asa coming down, Yechayiv, the Ma'asav no, your purpose is Aliyi, to bring yourself up to your potter. Most of the law, it could be not that, there's not the Machlaikis. The Kulayama, both of them agree, Aliyi, Shrasan, not we learned before, that's called an Aliyah, since the main purpose is for you to elevate yourself, your potter. Lekasha, Kan Lenizok and Kan Legolis. When it says chayiv means out mazik, other mazik, is chayiv. They knew it ben shegeg, so you chayiv out nizokin for the damage that you did. But if you killed somebody, then you're potter from golus. He boys and says no. Chov or Migles, both places talk about where you killed somebody, it's a question of you have goes or not. Lekasha. Hor the Asliya, Hor the Le Asliya. One case the rung was wormy. If it was wormy, it's soft. So then when you put your foot on it, what happens is, first the rung gives in a little bit. So there's a maisi urida, and then it caves in. But since first you did a maisi urida coming down, your chayv goes. But the other case is where it was a strong rung. So therefore there's no maisi urida. You're only elevating yourself. It happens at one to three, at one shot it falls down. So there we only look as you're coming up, you're parted from goes. The boy is saying, Mahob, Odwayasli, both are not wormy. Lekasha, Hod the Mehedit, same type of therapist. One is where it's strong, it's stiff. So the same thing, there's no action of coming down first, it just breaks at one shot. So since the main action is you elevating yourself, you're potter from goes. The second case is where it's not tight. If it's not tight there again, first is an action of coming down slowly. So there is an action of a urethra first before it slips completely. So since first is a little urethra, that's called urethra that you be high of goes. Stop here. You're holding up Zayin on the days, the Bada Mishnah. Says, Nishmat HaBarzo Mekitai. Let's say when a person was chopping wood, the metal itself fell off the hatchet, and that's what went flying and killed somebody. That's called Nishmat HaBarzo Mekitai. Wrong, I'm going to kill somebody. So Rebbe says, Ain't a girl. You do not go to Golis. The Chom and the Chom say, Goyle, yes, you do go to Golis. We'll soon see what the Machlokes is. What about Minu Eitz HaMizbaka? The other way is that you're chopping wood, the wood itself of the tree goes flying off and kills somebody. Here's the opposite. Rebbe and Rebbe says, Goyle, yes, you do go to Golis. The Chom and the Chom say, Ain't a Goyle, no, you do not go to Golis. So who the Shaila is, which way is called more of a Shege? And which way is called more of an onus? Like it's not your fault, it's an onus. Like this. Tanya would learn like this. Omalem Rebbe de Chachomim. Rebbe said to Chachomim, V'chinemar v'nishal habarzel me'yetzoy. V'noshal, we'll soon see. V'noshal habarzel me'yetzoy, does it say that the metal piece fell off from its wood, which then will be mashma, the metal fell off, but haloi lo'nema, the Pasuk only says, elamino eitz, mashma, the wood itself went flying. That's Rebbe's pshat, that the Pasuk is saying the wood went flying. The yoid, secondly, I have a proof. It says, ne'mar eitz lamat, it says the word eitz on the Pasuk bottom, the ne'mar eitz lamala on the top. Ma eitz amalamala, there it says clearly, the koras eitz, that he went to cut the wood. So it says clearly, minayt, it means he's chopping down wood. Hamizbaka, the wood that you're chopping down. Here also, as eight. So amma lamato, minayt hamizbaka. Here also, the Pasuk says, v'nish v'noshal ha barzo minayt, it means minayt, the wood itself is what went flying. That's a shal haradash in this Pasuk. When it says, v'noshal ha barzo minayt, that the metal made the wood go flying. The question is, what went flying? Did the metal go flying, or did the wood you're chopping go flying? Both of them really dash in the same pasuk differently. The pasuk says, really, the noshal or nun shin lamed. That's all it says. So, that Rebbe darshins, it should be read, really, the nishal ha-barzel minoit. That the nishal means that the barzel caused the eitz to go flying. That means Rebbe sub Rebbe holds yeshim l'mesoris. There's no answer the way it's given over. The way it's given down, it's only written nun shin lamed. So you should read it then, nishal. Nishal means it caused, that the metal caused the wood to go flying. And like it says, v'nishal ksiv, it says v'nishal. That means it caused the wood to go flying. But for Rabbanan Tzav, Rabbanan go, yeshim l'mikra. You have to look at the way we read it. The way we read it is with a komat, v'noshal karinim. We read it v'noshal as if there's another aleph there. Like as if there's a nun aleph shin lamed, or a nun hey shin lamed.
read it the Noshal. So therefore the Noshal so the Noshal means in itself one alone. The Noshal HaBarzel Me'etz Min'etz means the Noshal it went flying, means the metal itself went flying. That's the question, how do you read this word? Do you read it the Nishal or do you read it the Noshal? The Nishal means it caused something else to go flying, or else the Noshal, the way we read it, that it means it itself went flying. So now the question, is that true? The Rebbe Yeshim L'Mesaris, does Rebbe go after the way it's given over? Mesaris means the way something's given down, not the way we read it. Is that true? Through the Ivo Omar.